well before I was born. Right. And that's 26 years. So I think the African community has been here since the community started, you know, whether it was back when we were, you know, still in slavery. And I just believe that we have always been part of the Roswell community. I don't think there was a time when we didn't exist here.
But do you think it's just now that the Black community is getting recognized?
Right. Okay. I think it's more like I said, they just see that, okay, they have the voice, you know, like we need to do something for the African American community. And I think like I said, Roswell Roots was like one of the best programs they could put together, you know, as the city of Roswell, to just say, okay, we're listening, you know. It's just like in any conversation, you know, you like to know that the other person or the, like when if I'm speaking to the audience, you want to know that they're listening and they're taking in what you're saying. And I think another reason that's what the Grovewood community did, let them know that we're here, hello. So they took, you know, took heed to it.
I know you said you have a son, and mm-hmm. I guess you also incorporate him into the activities as well.
Yes, yes, definitely.
What kind of things does, you know?
He's 6 years old. When he was five, I had him doing dance because I love dance, you know. Yeah. But this year he told me he didn't want to, which was fine because I didn't want to pressure him to do anything. But he's very active in the sports. There's not a season that goes by that he's not doing a sport, you know. He's basketball, football. And like I said earlier, he wants to do hockey now. So it's like, okay, you know. But my thing is, I don't mind because it's exposing him to different type of things, you know. And so when he gets older, he can figure out, you know, well, Mom, I really want to do lacrosse, you know. And I'll be like, well, okay, you know. Because he had a chance to do all of that. And like I said, the city offers everything. So it's not really a problem. It's not like I have to travel from here to somewhere else just to take him, you know, to these different type of events. And like I said, they have, like, you could, if he want to do like a building workshop, they have those workshops, you know. He was asking me, there was a little flyer that says from me to Mom. And it was like a little Mother's Day thing. They're doing a workshop that the kids can come make something for the mothers. And he was asking me about that. And I'm like, you know, yeah, of course you can do that. You know, so that's what I'm saying. There's so much. And I do keep him active. I do.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I know he's only 6, but kids are very smart.
Yes.
I know he's been to Atlanta as well. Can he tell any differences?
No, not that I know. I mean, he hasn't said anything.
Okay.
And so I don't. Like I said, when I was a kid, I guess I really didn't notice, you know. So I guess he's still in that innocent stage.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you go to Pleasant Hill Missionary Baptist Church.
Uh-huh.
Has church always been important?
Church has, since I can't remember, even, you know, I remember being drugged to church. You know, not saying that it's a bad thing, but
right.
Yeah, like with my great-grandmother, we used to go to Zion Missionary, you know. We went to Zion Missionary Baptist Church. As I got older, that's when I started going to Pleasant Hill. But church has always been in my life, you know, from a child to adult, no matter what it was. Sunday morning worship, Bible study, ushering, singing in the choir, you know, I've always known God, you know. It's always been a part of my life, yeah.
Has it been a big part of your family, just...
Church.
Why is that?
I believe it's just that my great-great-grandparents introduced it to their kids, and, you know, because religion is really a big thing. So I just believe it's from generation to generation, and you just make sure that everybody makes sure that they're introduced to church. But, I mean, it's a big part of my family life.
Now, when you were younger, did you just feel like it was just tradition and you were kind of like...
I think, yeah, when you're young, but you still liked it because when you're young, you get to go to church and you're with your friends, you know.